I have on the line is the managing partner at the at Standard & Poor's Mexico, Victor Manuel Herrera. Victor, welcome to the show. What is Standard & Poor's right now? What is your perspective in terms of growth for Mexico this year?
Hello, Ana Maria. Well, Mexico is not far apart from the growth prospects that other emerging markets are having around the world. And if you see other emerging economies in Asia or in EMEA or in Latin America, all emerging economies are growing under 2% this year. And some of them with even more pressure on their foreign exchange rate, such as India. India had an exchange rate of 45 rupees to the dollar just a year ago, and they're handling like 65 rupees to the dollar today. So that's major depreciation. Mexico hasn't been that yet in terms of foreign exchange. But, yes, there's been a slowdown. In our case, it's not commodity-driven like Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more related to the slowdown that the U.S. had in the fourth quarter of last year and early this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, this is interesting because you are just stating categorically what the reason behind the slowdown. Because I've heard a lot of questions and a lot of analysis trying to explain the slowdown. I mean, many have interpreted the fact that the Mexican government was unable to disburse federal money fast enough as contributing to this process and not to promoting contracyclical policies. Others have just basically said that expectations had pushed up this kind of growth, the possibilities of important growth for this year, and these expectations have vanished. And I think the other part of this equation, of course, is everybody's following very closely. One, what's going to happen in the United States? Two, other big issues, big crises, such as, for example, the Syria situation, which could skyrocket the price of oil around the world. So, I mean, in real terms, what the rest of the semester, what do you think is going to happen? And is Mexico technically facing a recession?
No, not yet. Mexico still continues to grow. Growth has slowed down, the delays in the disbursement of public monies made it worse. But they're being dispersed now, and you will see the benefit of that, the impact of that in the second half of the year. You will also see the U.S. economy recovering gradually, and that's going to help Mexico a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that is going to impact all other markets negatively is the Federal Reserve's decision to start tapering, to start withdrawing all this liquidity that they spilled over the last few years, because that has a direct impact on the exchange rate. That has a direct impact on interest rates. And if that takes too long, then that may even have a negative impact on growth prospects for Mexico for the next 6 months.
Could you explain that phenomenon to our audience? Because I bet there's people in our audience that don't understand what's going on and that this is one of the problems Mexico is facing.
Yeah, well, Mexico and every single emerging market in the planet. The thing is that after the 2008 meltdown in the U.S. and in Europe, the Federal Reserve and other central banks started providing liquidity to the financial markets in order to stimulate consumption and cushion the contraction in the economies. They have done that in a massive, massive way. And a lot of that money didn't stay in the United States or in Europe. It went to emerging markets.
Right.
And that's why we had strengthening of our exchange rates and we were living with low interest environments. Now that the United States is beginning to show signs of recovery, the Federal Reserve wants to start picking up that liquidity that it laid around all economies.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, then there's a natural tendency to have interest rates going up.
Right.
When interest rates go up, then funds flow away from emerging markets back to the United States and other developed economies. And that's what depreciates our currencies and makes interest rates go up dramatically. That's exactly what's happening to India, Malaysia, and Indonesia.
And there's nothing much the Mexican government can do in this regard, right?
Unfortunately not. And, you know, all the central bankers got together in Jackson Hole recently in Wyoming, and the central bankers from emerging markets were asking the Federal Reserve to think about the impact that this tapering, as they called it, picking up of the liquidity, would have on the developing economies. And the Federal Reserve basically said, we're going to do what it's best for the U.S., and the U.S. Needs this, and the emerging markets have to adjust. So there's very little that you can do other than to try to defend the exchange rate by burning reserves, just like Indonesia or Malaysia or Brazil is beginning to do.
The situation with Syria and the possibility of a military intervention by the United States and other countries, and the impact this could have on the price of oil, should we be concerned about that? Not a big deal.
Well, it's going to add to volatility in the short term. If it's a temporary thing, then the situation will come back to normal. If it gets prolonged, if it gets messy, if the Russians begin to threaten the United States in other ways, then that's going to add to even more volatility, and that's going to affect us. Remember what happened with Libya. We remember what happened with Iraq.
Okay. Well, very interesting. I'm sure the president, and especially Luis Videgaray, is having heartburns about this, because I'm not too sure they were expecting this scenario, particularly at this moment where all these reforms are being approved. They're being discussed. Many of them have been approved, and I'm sure they were expecting that as the Senate and Congress were approving these bills, very complicated bills, there would be a much more positive perspective as to what's going to happen. So this must be very hard for the Mexican government to swallow.
It is, but let's not forget that we have had this amount of approved reforms in a long, long time, many, many decades, and the political parties are just doing what they are doing, what they have to do, and just getting together and
right.
come up to agreements, and it's happening, and we're not delayed at all. Everybody was expecting the energy reform and the tax reform, which are the most important to be presented around this time of the year, and we all expect them to have some sort of approval by the end of the year. We're not that pessimistic on that front. We still believe that the Mexico moment is still alive and well.
Okay, well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, everybody.
Victor Manuel Herrera, he's the managing partner at Standard & Poor's Mexico.